With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The most recent effort to develop a better fire shelter for wildland firefighters produced nothing new, but don't tell U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service fire safety specialist Ted Mason the five-year research project was a bust.
Absolutely not. I'm looking at it like we've proved that we did a really good job in 2002. When we created the shelter that we're currently using.
Mason chaired the National Wildfire Coordinating Group subcommittee charged with studying options for an updated fire shelter. The thin silica impregnated tents laminated with aluminum foil are proven lifesavers. It weighs 4.2 pounds, and every federal, state, and local wildland firefighter assigned to fire duty is required to carry one.
And we generally, on about a five-year cycle, try to reevaluate new materials and see if there's improvements that can be made to it.
Federal officials intended to replace the current fire shelter design following the deaths of 19 firefighters near Yarnell, Arizona in 2013.
The Yarnell Hill fire was pretty tragic because an entire hotshot crew, the Granite Mountain hotshot crews, perished in that fire. They were all under fire shelters, and the fire shelters didn't help them in that particular case.
With temperatures exceeding 2,200 degrees Fahrenheit with extreme turbulent air conditions, Mason notes no fire shelter could have possibly protected that crew on June 30th of 2013. But the teams responsible for designing a potential update to the current fire shelter wanted to improve its design. To do that, they turned to the people who rely on them.
We started by surveying all of the firefighters that were going to be asking to carry it. And over 3,800 responses came in as far as what ground field-going personnel were looking for in a fire shelter. And knowing that Yarnell Hill, we failed to provide a fire shelter that was going to survive those conditions, what were they looking for? What would they want?
And according to Mason, most of the respondents said,
we don't want to carry a bigger and heavier fire shelter. It's already too big and too bulky.
Over half of respondents requested a lighter, more streamlined fire shelter that offers comparable protection to the existing design. 35% said they'd be satisfied with the same form factor of the current shelter if it offered improved performance. 6% were happy with the existing shelter. 5% would have accepted a heavier, bulkier shelter if it offered more protection.
We had one that we thought gave us the potential to give us more protection given the same weight and same bulk. But that particular shelter, although it performed really well in a table test, when we actually tried to fold and package it the way we would to wear test it, to put it on firefighters' belts and let them carry it around, that's where the material actually broke down.
Other prototypes were bulkier but offered only marginally more protection. Field testers were unimpressed. Mason says that for now, the existing 17-year-old fire shelter design still comes closest to that Goldilocks combination of practical protection in a reasonably manageable form factor.
Yes, we can build a fire shelter that would protect us from any fire, but you're going to have to hire somebody specifically to follow each firefighter around to carry it. There is a practical point where if we're going to be using it as line gear for people walking in the hills, it does have a weight and bulk limitation that you're going to have to adhere to.
The government's next official fire shelter test out is scheduled in another 5 years, but Mason says researchers are always interested in fielding innovative ideas and proven technology. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.